this goes here, and that goes there. Oh, I'm behind the imagination station, Connie.
Still?
I'm just finishing some adjustments. There.
Well, it's about time. I'm ready.
Ready for what? Oh.
Ready to try out your new Christmas story adventure, of course.
You even dressed for the part, I see.
Well, after our last Bethlehem adventure, I figured I'd better.
Well, I have to warn you, Connie. This one isn't the usual Christmas story. At least, not the one most people expect.
Oh, stop backpedaling and just let me at it.
Okay, I will. Just as soon as Eugene gets here.
Did somebody cite my name?
Are you ready?
Just let me adjust my toga.
Hop into your side, Connie.
Okay.
All clear? Eugene?
Yes, sir. Primed and ready.
All right, then. I'm closing the doors.
All set, you two?
Uh-huh.
Roger, Mr. Whittaker.
Okay, then. Have fun. Oh, and hey, let me know how it turns out.
Looks like Connie and Eugene are off on another fantastic and unpredictable voyage in the Imagination Station. Somehow I think it's going to be a Christmas adventure you won't want to miss. So stay tuned and we'll continue with it right after this. And now, Connie and Eugene's Christmas adventure in the Imagination Station.
And Joseph and Mary went from Nazareth to Bethlehem because they belonged to the line of David. Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And on the eighth day, when it came time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived.
Phew. Eugene, can't you and Whit do something about that ride? Eugene? I wonder where he went. Oh, brother, I forgot about how crowded it was. Wherever this is. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can you help me?
Hey, you look out!
Ah!
Watch out! Here.
Crazy girl.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Thanks for pulling me out of the way.
Oh, that was a very foolish thing to do, standing in the middle of the street.
I was just trying to find out where I am.
You don't know where you are?
No, I don't. Can you give me a hint?
Perhaps you did get hit by that chariot. This is Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? Okay.
Yes, and does that mean you're in the right place?
Yes.
That's a comfort. Now, do you have a name?
Of course I do. It's Connie.
Oh, well, Connie, I am Proclus.
Pleased to meet you.
Something wrong?
I don't know which way I should go. I'm looking for some people.
Oh, perhaps I can help you find them. Do they know where they are?
Well, three of them do, but one of them may not.
One may not.
Well, look, forget about him for a minute. The other three are a family. A father, a mother, and a baby.
You just described most of the population of this town.
Well, these people came here for the census and stayed at an inn. Well, actually, they stayed in the stable at the inn.
A stable?
Yeah, because there was no room for them inside. Look, it's really a long story. Can you help me find the inn?
I'd like nothing better. There's just one small problem.
What's that?
You've narrowed down the type of family we're looking for, but there are many inns within the city limits.
You know, I think this one was on the north side of town.
North side, eh? Well, I do know of a few inns in that vicinity. Follow me.
Great! Thank you.
And when we find your friends, then what?
Then we find Eugene. Although he could be anywhere by now.
This is not quite the Christmas adventure I expected. stranded in a desert canyon, tripping over rocks. I think I ripped my toga. No provisions or water. Water. I'm so thirsty. No, that's the one thing I mustn't think about. I'll think about something else. Food. Yeah, that's it. Food, yeah. I'm not thirsty. I'm hungry. For a big plate of water.
They say that talking to yourself is a sure sign you've been in the desert too long.
Huh? Oh, hello. Yes, I suppose that could be true, although when there is no one else to talk to, one's own self does present a willing and captive audience.
You'd better come with me back to my camp.
Oh, well, I really should press on.
As you wish. Such a brave man to risk facing the thieves. But farewell.
Wait, thieves?
Yes. It will be dark soon. That's when they usually come out. Good luck.
Wait! I guess it wouldn't hurt to visit your camp.
Wise decision. My name is Gaspar.
And I am Eugenius, the thirsty.
Come, Eugenius. My camel is this way.
Very well. Camel?
Joseph? Mary? It's me, Connie. Joseph? Mary?
It's a stable, Connie. There's no one here.
But they were here. Right here. They were.
I know. I believe you.
Where could they be? I just wanted to see them again. To see him again.
Him?
The baby. The most special baby ever born.
Oh, did his parents tell you that?
No, they didn't have to. I know that sounds odd, and it's hard to explain to you, but when you look at him, you're overwhelmed with feelings of hope and joy. I don't think you'd understand.
Oh, I understand all right. Any father would.
Oh, you have children?
A daughter.
Is she here in town?
No. She and her mother died.
Died?
Yes. The world can be very cruel, even to the innocent. My daughter was such a fine girl. Small in stature, but powerful in spirit. Much like you, I think. Yes. I love them both. Very, very much.
Folkless.
Who's there? Who's that?
I recognize that voice.
Well, whoever you are, before you can keep your animals in my stable, you have to register at the inn.
It's Benjamin.
What? Who?
It's me, Connie.
You? Oh, no, not you again. When that zealot mule finally left, I thought he took you with him.
Zealot mule? Are you keeping company with zealots, Connie?
No, he was only a... Oh, never mind. It's a long story. Benjamin, where are Mary and Joseph?
Who?
Mary and Joseph. They stayed here in your stable. Remember? They had a baby?
Oh, the young couple. Well, they left weeks ago.
Left? Where? Where did they go?
They moved into a house in town. But you won't find them there either.
I won't.
They took the child to the temple in Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice and dedicate him to God.
Jerusalem? Oh, great. How am I going to get there?
You can come along with me if you like.
You're going to Jerusalem?
Yes. Tonight, as a matter of fact. I have to be there by morning.
You're going to travel in the dark with all the thieves and the robbers along the way?
They wouldn't dare bother a Roman legion.
Why?
Roman? You're a Roman?
Not just a Roman soldier.
Captain, actually.
But where's your uniform?
I don't wear it when I'm off duty. It makes people nervous.
Oy vey, this isn't happening. If you'll pardon me, I'm going inside my inn to have a long lie down. Zealots and babies and Roman legions, what a country. Oy vey.
Why didn't you tell me you were a Roman?
Does that make a difference?
Well...
Because you have friends who are zealots?
Not friends, just a friend, and I haven't seen him in weeks. Years, if you want to get literal about it. But you didn't tell me.
Why is it so important? Would you rather I didn't save you from the chariot, or help you find this inn, or that we didn't say what we've said, all because I'm a Roman?
Well, know, but...
Then why is it so important?
Because, let's face it, you guys don't exactly have the greatest reputation in the world.
I see.
Well, you know what I mean.
You know, Connie, Rome may be a very powerful and strict taskmaster, but that doesn't mean her citizens think the same way or feel the same way or believe the same things. Just as with your people, we're all very different. I shall try to find you accommodations to Jerusalem elsewhere.
Wait, Proclus. I'm sorry. That was a dumb thing to say. I'd like to come along with you, if I could. Please?
I could never resist my daughter when she looked at me that way either. Very well, come along then. I must report back to my troops. We leave within the hour for Jerusalem.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
We're here, Eugenius. Melchior! Balthazar, I'm back!
Gaspar, it's late. Where have you been?
Rescuing a lost lamb. Eugenius, these are my companions, Melchior and Balthazar.
Gaspar, why did you bring him here?
He was lost. I couldn't just leave him wandering in the desert.
But it will be dark soon, and we must be going. We have no time for this.
There's always time for charity, Melchior. Mm. Now, why don't you bring our young guest some food and water?
I don't want to be a bother.
Yeah, too late.
I'd better tend to the animals.
You mustn't pay any attention to Melchior. It is our belief that he was born with a sour disposition. At least he's had one since we started this journey.
And when was that?
Oh, months ago. Sometimes it seems like we've been on it all our lives. Melchior is our guide and goad. He started this expedition. Gaspar is our protector and defender.
Oh, and you?
Everyone says I'm the man who talks too much. Lie still now and rest.
Well, here are your food and water.
Oh, thank you.
Slowly, slowly. You don't want it to come right back up.
Thank you again. Balthazar says that you started this expedition.
He is wrong. I did not start this expedition. It was told to me by the stars.
The stars?
Yes, perhaps you've seen them, little points of light in the night sky.
I know what stars are, but how did they tell you to come on this expedition?
By the merging of their configurations.
Oh, configurations. You mean like Orion and Cassiopeia and Ursa Major, the Big Dipper?
Hmm? Yes.
You know of the mysteries of the night sky?
Well, I hardly think they can be classified as mysteries, even in this age. For generations now, men have used the firmament for direction. The Big Dipper pointing toward the North Star, for example. There's nothing mysterious about it, though.
The animals are ready. Well, I'm glad to see you're all getting along. What is it? What's the matter?
Your young friend here seems to know a great deal about the night sky.
Yes. Almost as much as Melchior.
Indeed. And perhaps it is time we added a fourth to our quest.
Quest? I thought you said it was an expedition.
It is more, my young friend. Much more.
Ooh, well, what? Tell me, please. I'm very interested.
You who know so much of the sky, Eugenius, have to ask?
So much of the sky? I'm afraid I still don't understand.
Do you watch the stars for nothing more than their patterns? It is dark now. Look up. Tell me what you see.
Well, as I said, there's Cassiopeia and Orion's Belt and Earth's... No, there's another star, a very bright star.
Yes, Eugenius, now your eyes are opening.
My goodness, you mean that is... Is that the star?
It is, my friend. And it is also our quest.
Then I am in the company of... you three are the Magi.
What is Magi?
Well, some pronounce it Magi. It means wise men.
Ah.
You're following the star.
Yes.
And your destination is the child.
Yes. What do you think of our young friend now, Melchior?
Can you travel, Eugenius?
Yes, I believe I can. Balthazar, What was in that ointment of yours?
Just a blend of medicinal herbs and myrrh.
Myrrh, of course.
Yes, if you are quite through, then you can help us load. I believe tomorrow we'll see our journey's end in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem?
Yes.
No.
What?
You don't want to go to Jerusalem.
But that's where the star is leading us, Eugenius.
But that's not where the child is.
If he's not in Jerusalem, then where is he?
He's in a little town south of Jerusalem called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? How do you know this?
Well, I just happened
to... You have been to Jerusalem?
No.
You have had a vision?
No.
A prophecy?
No.
The stars spoke to you?
No, nothing like that.
Then how do you know the child is in Bethlehem?
Because I saw him there.
What? How?
When?
Well, when Mr. Whittaker programmed the... when Miss Kendall and I got in the imagination... Well, you're just going to have to trust me. The child is not in Jerusalem.
And I say he is. It is where the star leads. It is where the monarchs in this land resides. The prophecies say the child will be king of kings. What better place for him to live than there? The rest of you can follow this lost lamb if you want to. I am going to Jerusalem.
But... Oh. Balthazar,
do not look to me to solve this dilemma. I am a follower on this journey, not a leader. I will go where everyone else goes.
Gaspar?
You do offer many surprises, my young friend. But Melchior has guided us well on this quest, and I think he shall continue to guide us well to its end.
All right. We'll go to Jerusalem.
A wise decision. From a wise man.
Wow, this temple is unbelievable. Don't you think it's unbelievable, Proclus?
In its own way, I suppose. It's nothing compared to the Colosseum in Rome, though.
Well, thank you for seeing me here.
As a matter of fact, I needed to come here anyway to meet my new assignment.
At the temple?
Yes. Apparently, this is his day to sacrifice to his god. Have you seen your friends yet?
No, not yet.
He is coming. Today is the day, I'm sure.
Now, what do we have here?
I beg your pardon?
Today is the day he's coming. I'm certain of it.
Who's coming?
The Chosen One. The King. The King. He's coming. Praise God.
No. There is a real lunatic. He was right about one thing, though. The king is coming.
What?
Make way for Herod, king of Israel.
That's Herod?
Yes. My new assignment. Come, I'll introduce you.
All right, you can set me down here. But gently, you dogs. Rattle these old bones and I'll rattle your heads.
Hail, King Herod.
Well, well, what have we here?
I am Proclus, new commander of the Roman garrison.
Yes, yes, I know who you are, and welcome. But I was referring to the vision of loveliness standing behind you.
This is Connie.
Connie? What an unusual name.
Thank you.
Tell me, my dear, are you married?
No.
Betrothed? Or promised to someone, perhaps?
No.
Oh, I see. You must be the captain's servant, girl.
No, I'm not his servant.
Now, how much do you want for her, Proclus? Name your price.
She's a free woman, sir. And even so, don't you think this sort of business should be conducted in a more suitable place?
They didn't tell me you were a stick in the mud, Proclus. But you're right. We do have more pertinent matters to discuss. Namely, the rabble that has been rousing around this city. Rabble I understand your emperor is concerned about.
Which is why I am here, O King.
Well, come along then and let me show you what you'll be facing. You can come too, my dear, if you like.
I think I'll just stay here, O King, if you don't mind.
As you wish. As I was saying, Proclus, does rabble have to be done?
Oh, brother. Where could they be? Silly question, Connie. They could be anywhere. Not even sure you have the right day. Except for what that old man said. There he is. Excuse me?
Yes, my child?
You came up to me earlier and said that the Chosen One is coming today?
Yes, that is right.
When you say Chosen One, do you mean the Messiah?
Have you been led to?
Led?
By the Spirit of the Lord. He has brought me to the temple courts this day to witness his salvation, and I have witnessed it.
What?
Excuse me. Rabbi!
Joseph!
You!
Connie!
Yes, Mary, come and see who it is.
Connie, hello. Hi, I've been looking all over for you guys.
You have?
You very nearly missed us. We're leaving now for Bethlehem. But I just got here. You're going back? Yes, now that our child has been dedicated according to the law.
Yes, thank you for your blessing on our son, Rabbi.
And the two of you are also blessed, above all people.
You are kind.
I merely speak what has been given to me to say, my dear. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.
Rabbi.
And a sword will pierce your heart as well.
Strange words to speak over a child and his mother.
Proclus!
Are these your friends, Connie, your zealot friends?
Zealots? No!
What am I to think? I overhear you talking of swords and the rising and falling of Israel. Perhaps you think this child will be your leader.
Not just a leader. He will be Messiah. And not only for us, for the world.
Then you are my enemies.
Enemies?
Yes, for Rome is the world, and I am sworn to defend the world against such as you. Now you tell me, what should I do with this child?
Proclus, please!
What is going on over here? Proclus?
We were discussing messiahs, O king.
Messiahs? Rubbish. People have been talking about him for hundreds of years now, and he hasn't come yet. My personal feeling is that there is no messiah.
You are wrong, Herod. There is a messiah. One who will redeem Israel and the world and bring everlasting peace.
Let me tell you something, my dear old fellow. Something I learned a long time ago, and something I'm sure the captain here will agree with wholeheartedly. The only way to peace in this world is through Rome. That is the foundation upon which I have maintained this country for the past 30 years. I've kept Israel peaceful and prosperous by aligning it with the will of Caesar and keeping out all your so-called messiahs. And that is how it will stay peaceful in the years to come. Isn't that right, Proclus?
And if the messiah comes anyway, say, as a child?
Proclus!
A child, Proclus? Why do you listen to such nonsense? Hundreds of babies have been born during my reign, and none of them are messiahs any more than this baby here is. His lovely mother. May I hold him?
My lord, I...
Oh, come now. I won't hurt him. Although it's been some time since I've held an infant. I do have children of my own, you know.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, you're a sturdy one, aren't you? A child. You see, Proclus, do you honestly believe that this is the Messiah?